Agradezco.
I thank Azerbaijan and I now give the floor to Indonesia. Indonesia, you have the floor.
Madam President, the Indonesian delegation is compelled to take the floor to exercise its right of reply to the statement made just now by the delegation of Vanuatu. Although being disguised with flowery human rights concern, Vanuatu's sole intention and action, I repeat, Vanuatu's sole intention and action are directly challenging the internationally agreed principles of friendly relations between state, sovereignty, and territorial integrity. In many instances, Vanuatu shows that they are supporting separatist movement. I wonder whether this is the way an internationally law-abiding country behaves. This inexcusable support to separatist individuals is clearly shown through the inclusion by Vanuatu of a number of persons with serious criminal records and separatist agenda in their delegation to the United Nations. Giving false dream and support to a group of individuals with separatist intention from a country that are far and clueless of what is happening in the provinces of a sovereign and independent country is against all honor and common decency and has ill intention, which is contrary to the principle of friendly relations among states. Indonesia categorically rejects any efforts to violate the principles of sovereignty and territorial integrity where all members of the United Nations hold dear. The people of Papua has once and for all reaffirmed that Papua is an irrevocable part of Indonesia since 1945. It has been confirmed by the United Nations and the international community for almost 50 years ago. This is an indisputable fact that the status of the provinces of Papua and West Papua is final, irreversible, and permanent. And if this issue is continuously brought up by the delegation of Vanuatu, then I suggest they study international law. Madam President, repeated accusations of human rights abuse is like a broken record. We have a saying in our part of the world that before telling bad things unto others, look at the mirror. If you're concerned about human rights, why don't you start at home? And if your concern is supporting separatism, then you have crossed the red line and are violating the UN Charter. Madam President, in closing, respect for sovereignty and territorial integrity is the cardinal rule in the relation among nations and in the United Nations. Indonesia has honor and pride and do not like to interfere in others' domestic problems, unlike Vanuatu. I thank you, Madam President.
Gracias a Indonesia.
My thanks to Indonesia, and I now give the floor to Saudi Arabia.